God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Perhaps you've noticed the proliferation of what I call Hallmark holidays, or maybe even Hallmark holy days, because really, a holiday is a day that is supposed to be special, set apart, of significance. It's not merely a day in which we are partying. It is a day where we're celebrating something of significance. It may be with festivity, but it's a day of significance nonetheless. So when I say Hallmark holidays, I'm just talking about there's a day for everything. There's Donut Day, there's Cookie Day, there's Grandma Day, there's Grandpa Day, there's a day for everything. And I'm not saying these are all necessarily bad. I will say if every day is special, then no day is special. So think about the first of the summer, June 6. June 6 is a day where we remember D-Day, the taking back of Europe in World War II. I mean, it was much more than that. It was just a part of that. But that's a day where thousands sacrificed for the freedoms we take for granted now. I watched a clip of a man that's 98 years old, more than a clip. It was an entire speech of a man 98 years old speaking of the battles that followed D-Day on June 6. I think about June 18. That was Father's Day. That's a day worth celebrating. That's a day worth recognizing. June 21st. That is the birthday of a person very, very, very dear to me indeed. And of course, there are other dates in June. My point is, these are all special days. You know, when you think about the Jewish nation, the diaspora of the Jewish nation, the blowing to the four winds of the Jewish people all over the globe, and for centuries living without a country, that is a nation without a country, I think it can well be argued that one of the things that has kept them together as a nation is the things they celebrate, the things they recognized. You know, you're not really even a nation if you can't agree on what to celebrate. And so when you get to the book of Exodus, you realize the importance of celebration. You realize the importance of significant days. So for instance, in Exodus 17, 14, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua." Joshua, the next leader of Israel, was to be encouraged by God's dealings with Israel in the past, in the days of Moses. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 14, let me turn there here just a moment. Exodus 13, 14, the Bible says, "And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt." He's talking here about a sign, a memorial, an ordinance. These are things that were special days to be commemorated to remind Israel of what mattered in their life. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord." This has been called what follows perhaps the oldest poem in the world. And this poem was to be sung and rehearsed to remember what God had done. In chapter 16, verse 32, Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth, fill an omer of it," that is the manna, "to be kept for your generations, to let people remember of the time when God brought forth from the land of Egypt the children of Israel out of bondage." So the point is that celebration is very important. And friend, your future hinges on what you choose to remember. If you have no memory, you have no future. Your future hinges on what you choose to remember. Now, what should you remember? Well, let me give you three things specifically. Number one, remember who's in charge. In Exodus chapter 17, Israel was complaining against Moses. They chided with Moses because they had no water to drink. "Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?" So remember who's in charge. God is the one who's in charge. God brought them out of Egypt. Moses didn't. God brought them out of Egypt. Pharaoh didn't let them. God says in Exodus 14, 4, "I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." That is a refrain you find numerous times in subsequent verses. Pharaoh wasn't in charge. His little g gods were not in charge. In fact, the plagues were specific attacks to those gods by course. Moses wasn't in charge. Remember who's in charge. God is the one who guides. Secondly, remember who allows the need. In Exodus 17:3, the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Why did you do this?" Well, Moses hadn't done this. God was in charge, and God was the one who allowed need. In Deuteronomy, it's quite interesting. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, Moses is recounting the dealings of God with the children of Israel. And he said that God humbled thee and allowed thee or suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, that you might know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So God allowed the need so that God could provide what only God could provide. So remember who allows need. If you do that, it just gives you perspective on what's happening in your life. Finally, I'd say, remember who meets the need. And the one who allows the need, God, is the one who meets the need, and that is God. In Psalm 114, a wonderful psalm, the Bible's talking about Israel coming out of Egypt. And the psalmist is speaking of this, and he said when they came out of Egypt, when Israel came out of Egypt, the sea saw it and fled, the Jordan was driven back, the mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. He's personifying all these natural creations that shuddered at the power of God. And then he asks this question in Psalm 114:5. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord. So who meets the need? God does. And in Psalm 114, the children of Israel are remembered, are encouraged to remember, to look back and look at their history and say, that was God. How much of your life can you look at and recognize, wow, that was God? This was not a good day, this was not a good time, or this was a great day, this was a great time. But in any case, now in retrospect, I can look back and see the hand of God. Your future hinges on what you choose to remember. And ultimately, it's not a what that you remember, it is a who.